Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Haydn, Barber, and yes, of course, the requisite oboe music. To begin, some music by Mozart. On a bright note, with music from Mozart's Wind Divertimenti. He wrote them both in and for Salzburg, namely for the Archbishop of Salzburg. Now, they are short, simple, and very joyful works, ideally for audiences outdoors or at dinner. There are only a total of 5 of them, though, instead of the customary 6. Don't ask me why. Here is the Spriteful, first of the series, composed back in July of 1775. These are the Amadeus Winds. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that just makes me want to go for a little frolic outside in the sunshine. That was the Amadeus Winds and Mozart's Divertimento in F major. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Let's continue with a phenomenal artist from Norway. Truls Mork was the first Scandinavian to be a prize winner in the Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow and has since won numerous awards internationally. Now, he is the son of two musicians. His father was a cellist and his mother a pianist. And although he did have a slight setback in his concert career due to a tick bite, he did resume his career and holds a professorship at the Norwegian Academy of Music. This comes from an earlier recording of music by Haydn from his cello concertos. This is the Moderato from the Concerto in C.
Thank you.
Truls Mørk, joined by the members of the Norwegian Chamber Orchestra, with Iona Brenn directing. And that was the opening from Haydn's Concerto in C. We're going to move on to some music by the American composer Samuel Barber. And he really did it all. He wrote orchestral works, opera works, choral works, piano music, and it is written, and I quote, that probably no other American composer has ever enjoyed such early, such persistent, and such long-lasting acclaim. Now, you may be familiar with his Adagio for Strings, a beautiful work. It continues to be a hit to this day, and he also received the Pulitzer Prize not once, but twice. And, you know, the accolades keep going on. I don't think the show is long enough for that. But in later years, he did suffer from depression, isolation, and alcoholism. But he persisted and continued to write music until he was 70 years of age. And lovely music it is. Today, a treat. A sampling from a fantastic double disc of the complete songs of Samuel Barber, featuring two incredible artists, Cheryl Studer and Thomas Hampson.
Baby, I love thee. Sleep, little
Thomas Hampson, also Cheryl Studer, and those were some selections from Samuel Barber's The Songs, and they were joined with John Browning on piano. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time. I am speaking of oboe music time. Today, some music by Joseph Viala. Now, he was an accomplished oboist born in Bohemia, and he eventually made his way to serve in the court orchestra of the Elector Maximilian Joseph. And while he was there, he made an impression on none other than, get this, Mozart, who helped Viala secure a position back in 1778 after the death of the Elector. His other musical journeys took him to Vienna and St. Petersburg, when he was also in good company, working in the court of Catherine the Great. And all along the way, he wrote some great music. So let's take a listen to the opening allegro from his Concerto in B-flat for oboe. This is Ingo Gorycki, joined by the Polish Chamber Philharmonic. Thank you. Some incredibly impressive double tonguing technique in that. And yet he manages to meet the high notes as well. Go figure. That was Ingo Gorski, joined by the members of the Polish Chamber Philharmonic and the opening Allegro. And that was from Fiala's Oboe Concerto in B flat. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. And now I think we have time for some beautiful violin music. Anna Kiko Myers was born back in 1970, and she's pretty well done it all. She toured and collaborated with orchestras around the world, also the likes of Il Divo, Chris Botti, and Wynton Marsalis. She also had performed on two incredible Stradivarius violins, one called the Royal Spanish and the other called the Molitor, which she did end up buying back in 2010, which was at that time the highest recorded auction price ever for any musical instrument in history. Now, this comes from one of her earlier recordings. It's lovely. It's the meditation from Massenet's Thais.
Thank you.
and Kiko Myers, and that was the meditation from Thais by Massenet. We'll switch it up a little different now. We're going to move on to quite the eccentric composer. Carlos Gesualdo, Prince of Venosa, was one of the most intriguing composers of his generation, maybe even in this generation, as well as being infamous for quite a few other felonies. He apparently murdered his wife and her lover after catching them in some compromising situations and had his second wife filing for divorce several times. But, you know, despite all these problems, he was a very gifted composer. His 19-5 voice motets represent kind of a mixture of styles with unusual part writing, which is, to some, a little bizarre and a tad baffling, but it is ear-pleasing. And we're going to hear the Oxford Camerata with Gemory Summerlee conducting.
Thank you.
The Oxford Camerata with Jeremy Summerlee conducting, and some music by Gesualdo. And I do believe we have time for one more selection. And why not? Some music by a local artist, or now local artist, Katie Lang. This is Still Thrives, This Love. Katie Lang, and Still Thrives This Love. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thank you very much for joining me. Till next time. And do stay listening now to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio, and Culture, coming up with the very talented Worku. Take care.